Hello, and welcome to another edition of Interviewing the Legends, brought to you by the Publicity Works Agency, devoted to promoting musicians and authors worldwide. Call us today at 941-877-1552 to start your free publicity evaluation. Remember, we shine only when we make you shine. Please welcome the host of Interviewing the Legends, music journalist, author, and entrepreneur, Ray Shasho.
Hello once again, everyone. I'm your host, Ray Shasho, and welcome to another edition of Interviewing the Legends on BBS Radio, brought to you by the Publicity Works Agency. Call us today at 941-877-1552 or email us at publicityworksagency.com. And remember, we shine only when we make you shine. Kool & the Gang officially launched in 1969 after performing for 5 years under various band titles. Has influenced the music of three generations, and at the age of 50, the band has become true recording industry legends. Thanks to iconic songs like Celebration, Cherish, Jungle Boogie, Summer Madness, and Open Sesame, they've earned 2 Grammy Awards, 7 American Music Awards, 25 Top 10 R&B hits, 9 Top 10 Pop hits, and 31 Gold and Platinum albums. In 1979, Kool & the Gang unveiled a smooth new sound with A Ladies' Night. It became their first platinum album. The number one R&B title track reached number 8 at Pop. It was followed by Too Hot. In the 80s, there would be seen some domination in the mainstream, starting with the double platinum-selling album Celebrate, driven by the international monster hit Celebration, which spent 6 weeks atop the R&B chart and became a number one pop single. In 2014, they were honored with a BET Soul Train Lifetime Achievement Award, and in October 2015, in the town they sing about in one of their earliest hits, Hollywood Swingin', Kool & the Gang was honored to take their place as American musical icons with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. In 2016, they released the single Sexy, Where'd You Get Yours, which rose to number 15 on the Billboard Adult R&B chart. The song signifies a modernization of Kool & the Gang's unmistakable sound down to the dance floor tailored bass grooves and the perfectly timed horns. It was their first airplay chart hit in a decade. Kool & the Gang's 50th anniversary is here, and here's how they have begun to celebrate the milestone. An induction into the New Jersey Hall of Fame in a touching tribute, a street they grew up on in New Jersey was renamed in their honor, Kool & the Gang Way. Celebration was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. Kool's bass is displayed at the New Smithsonian Institution National Museum of African American History and Culture in D.C. Artifacts from the band's archives have recently gone on display next to Count Basie at the newly opened Grammy Museum Experience in New Jersey, in Newark, New Jersey. Induction into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, and Kool & Gang continues to delight fans around the globe with their timeless hits and amazing live performances. And today, please welcome singer, songwriter, musician of the legendary R&B, soul, funk, and boogie group, Kool & the Gang, Robert Kool Bell, to Interviewing the Legends. Hello, Robert.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Man, you guys have done a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I was just listening to you. I said, we've did quite a bit over the years.
You got to be tired, man.
Well, you know, man, we celebrated 50 years this year, as you said. First record came out in 1969, July 3rd, and we just had a big celebration, 2019, July 3rd, and we're moving on. We just came back from Europe. We did about close to 20-something dates, all festivals,
Wow.
And we like what we're doing, and we're on the move.
You guys look great, by the way, you know? I mean, you know, to put all that mileage on in 50 years, you know? And I said the same thing. I talked to Dionne Warwick the other, I think it was last week, and she looks great too, man.
She does,
she's still doing her thing in Vegas, and she's going to be busy for a long time. And, you know, I give you guys a lot of credit.
Well, thank you very much.
Congratulations on 50 years, first of all. You know, when I knew you guys were going to be big when Jungle Boogie came out in Hollywood Swinging. I mean, you guys are part of my youth, man.
Oh, yeah. Back in the day, Hollywood Swinging, Jungle Boogie, funky stuff.
Back in the day. That's right. And I first, you know, really got into the bands, the R&B sound with the horn section. I think I saw a show with the Ohio Players, you know, when Funky Worm came out, and they played with the Funkadelics, and let's see, who else was on that day? I think Rare Earth headlined it. It was in Baltimore, and I was so damn impressed by the horn section, you know, and I just think, you know, that the musicianship in those bands, that's what we're missing today, you know? There's no bands like that anymore, that any new bands that are coming out with musicians.
Yeah, you're right. The only one that's doing is Bruno Mars.
Yeah, you're right. And you know, he can't hold a candle to all you guys back in the 70s, man. You know?
Definitely.
You guys were incredible. I had William Wack King from the Commodores on a few weeks ago, and I told him the same thing. I mean, the Commodores and Kool & the Gang, you know, to me, are very similar paths, I think, from back then. What do you think?
Yeah, we had a lot of history. We worked a lot, man, in the past. And we did shows from time to time, but we worked a lot with them in the 70s and 80s, yeah.
And, man, you are a great bass player. I saw you do some solos on YouTube. And you are incredible.
Well, thank you very much. And it's time to keep, as we say, keep the funk alive.
Keep the funk alive. That's right, man. did you start out playing the bass, or did you start out playing the guitar?
No, I started really playing bongos, congas, stuff like that.
Right.
And then I gravitated to the bass. Back in the early 60s, when I was only about 14 years old, when I picked the bass up.
You are a great bass player, I'm telling you. And, you know, there's no bigger star in the world of funk than the bass player.
Well, you know, from Bootsy Collins.
That's right.
And Bernie White and... Larry Graham, we keep
fucking. Yeah, Larry Graham and I guess Stanley Clark. I don't know if we mentioned Stanley. You know,
Stanley, definitely Stanley.
Yeah.
And the late Jaco Pastorius, he was definitely a hell of a bass player too.
Who were some of the guys that influenced you when you were a kid?
Well, I listened to Von Tyler and Reggie Workman and. Jameson, who did all those tracks for Motown, you know.
Yeah.
Definitely was a hell of a bass player, yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm just losing it now. One of the guys on from the Funk Brothers on, talking about Motown. Oh my gosh, what is wrong with me? White guy, plays guitar. Anyway. Yeah, he was, you know, we had a great conversation about Motown and everything and back in those days. But the musicianship, man, oh, God, the bands of the 70s, you know, like you mentioned, I can mention a million, you know, Stylistics, the OJs. I mean, the list goes on, you know, and you guys had so much class, you know. I really miss those days.
Yeah, we really love doing that, you know, like you said. Matter of fact, we were just on... on a show with the OJs about 2 weeks ago, up at Foxwoods in Connecticut.
Uh-huh.
And then we put it down at over there in Charlotte, with the OJs. So, yeah, you're right about that.
incredible bands. And you know, the thing that's going on today, I don't understand who's in charge of the music industry. I don't think anybody is, but, you know, a lot of the big record companies are gone. You know, it's hard to get record deals, even for the legends. But it's all about girls, you know, solo girl singers, you know. You don't have, there's no bands, you know. And
yeah, you're right. It's definitely a change, yeah.
There's nobody for us guys to worship, you know. You know, I mean,
it's a lady thing. We almost all about, you know, so.
You know, it's ironic you're celebrating 50 years and you got the song Celebration. You know, it's just fitting, you know. It's perfect.
Oh, yeah. We're thankful for that. And like I said, we had a lot of big ones over the years. Like you said, Hollywood Swingin' and Funky Stuff and Jungle Boogie and Summer Madness, Open Sesame, Cherish Fresh, you know, goes on and on.
I think those are Cherish was a favorite of mine, and also Joanna. You know, those are, you know, because you kind of went on. It shows how eclectic the band can be. You know, you guys could play anything you wanted to, because, you know, being a musician the way you are, you could do anything.
Yeah, we definitely mix it up a lot. I mean, just about 2 years ago, we did 48 shows with Van Halen. We did 10 shows with Kid Rock.
Wow.
We did a couple. Was a Dave Matthews Band, so we mixed it up. We definitely mixed it up.
You definitely mix it up, yeah. But you know, I'm with you guys. I love jazz. You know, I love, like, you know, the Crusaders. You know, they were one of my favorite bands in the day, and of course, Return to Forever, and you know, and then you can go way back, and you know, the guys like Krupa on drums, and you know, Buddy, you know, all those guys, Buddy Rich, and. But you know, I just love the way you guys play. It's incredible. You guys are great musicians.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
Now your dad was really into jazz too, but wasn't he a boxer?
Yeah, my dad was featherweight, lightweight. He was ranked top five. He used to box a lot down there in Cuba before they had the sanctions, and this was musicians to hang out down there,
right.
You know, Miles Davis and Dizzy Gillespie and a lot of those guys. And my dad, Miles Davis, we met a lot of those guys when he was down there boxing.
Right.
Matter of fact, Miles Davis wanted to be a boxer. He wanted to get in the ring with my father one day. My father said, Miles, now, that's a good idea, man, because I know you just want to spar, but if I accidentally hit you the wrong way, bust your lip, man, I might mess up your career.
That's right. That's true.
Everything was fine, you know.
Yeah, my mom was Cuban, so I'm half Cuban, so I know all about that scene.
Okay. All right, well, yeah, that was a happy scene.
It was, yeah. Yeah, I talked to Billy Cobham about Miles, because he was in his band for a while, and he was an interesting cat, you know, that with that raspy voice of his, and yeah, he was a smooth guy.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And your dad was you say he was a lightweight. What was his record? Do you remember what his record was?
No, I'm not sure. He was featherweight than sometimes, like, with more featherweight.
Right.
He fought guys like Sandy Sadler and a few of Willie Pep and all those guys.
Did you see him fight in the ring?
I was there when he was fighting. I was a young guy.
Right.
And then when we moved on, I started doing the cooling gang thing, and my father passed, so.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of history on it.
Yeah, you got to write a book, man.
We're working on that.
Good. Yeah,
we're working on a book, and we're working on a documentary.
Right.
And we're coming out with a new album next year called The Legacy.
Awesome. That is incredible. That's great news.
Thank you.
Is the album finished, or are you still working on it?
We're still working on it, but we had to take us a while. They talk about record companies, you know.
I know.
It's a while. To renegotiate with Universal Records, but it's done now. I'll be ready to rock and roll next year.
Well, that's awesome. I'm going to promote the hell out of it.
Well, hey, man, we appreciate it.
Now, you had some help, which was interesting. I can't pronounce his name real good. Is it Umar or Umir? Umir?
Umir Teodoro.
Right. A Brazilian guy who kind of collaborated with you guys. How'd you meet him? How did that start?
Well, he was working at the House of Music over here in West Orange.
Right.
And we had decided to get a lead singer. And he was there. And the owner of the studio had recommended J.T. Taylor. And that's when J.T. joined the band. And so with us and J.T. and Deodato, we created the Ladies' Night and Celebration album.
Hmm. Yeah, that was a good relationship, huh?
Oh, it lasted 3 or 4 years. Yeah, it was a nice one.
What I understand is you were looking to get Stevie Wonder, but he was too busy or something, right? At one time?
Yeah, at one time, yeah, Stevie was, but he's a fan, and we're a fan of his.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
What I understand, too, is his daughter is married to Stephen Baldwin. Is that right?
To who?
Umir. His daughter is in Kenya and is married to Stephen Baldwin. I read that.
Yeah. Somebody told me that, too, yeah.
And his granddaughter is married to Justin Bieber.
I heard that story, too. So I think I better get Bieber on call. Man, what's that?
There's got to be a lot of money in that family, man.
Yeah, you're right.
You got to reconnect.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He's living in Florida now.
Yeah, you were telling me about touring with Van Halen. That was an interesting combination. That's 2012. It was the Different Kind of Truth tour with, I guess, David Lee Roth was in the band at that time.
It was David Lee Roth, yeah. And we had a great time. We did 48 cities.
Wow, that's incredible. That is incredible. You guys can play with anybody, you know?
Well, we love music, you know, and that's the same thing, you know, we like to do, branch out with other groups and open for different groups and close for different groups. It all good.
Exactly. I like when they mix it up like that. I actually saw a band called Uriah Heep, and backing them up was Earth, Wind, and Fire. And then ZZ Top was the opening act. So that was quite a mixture as well. That's when Earth, Wind, and Fire came out with the song Evil. So that was a long time ago.
Yes.
But that another good...
Oh, yeah.
Another great band as well.
Yeah. ZZ Top, all those guys. ZZ Top,
yep.
All those guys were good.
You guys are also, you had music and movies, soundtracks. Let's see, Jungle Boogie was featured on in Pulp Fiction, I believe, and Undercover Brother. And Summer Madness was in Rocky, right?
Yes, it was.
And Hollywood Swinging was also featured in Roll Bounce and also video games as well. That's another way to make some extra money nowadays, huh? Those video games.
Oh, yeah, where they go, yeah, Hollywood Swinging, yeah, a lot of samples going on, Hollywood Swinging with P. Diddy at the time, with Mace, and they did Bad Boy, Bad Girl, whatever, and a lot is going on.
The addition to the band that was great, I mean, during the heyday, of course, was J.T., and then I guess JT left to pursue a solo career. Any chance of JT coming back or not really?
Well, when he left the first time, he did come back for 5 more years.
Right, you're right. I remember that.
Yeah, and then we just did something together though for the Soul Writers Hall of Fame.
Really?
Yeah, we were inducted to the Soul Writers Hall of Fame along with other big writers. And JT, we did Celebration together.
Oh, awesome. Wow. I wonder,
that was a great night, yeah.
I wonder if that's on YouTube. I'd love to see that.
It could be. I
saw a lot of your recent shows, and you guys, man, you guys sound better than ever. You know, I guess you should after 50 years.
Yeah, we're having fun out there, don't let them, you know.
Michael Jackson was a big fan of you guys, I know that. And,
I'm a big fan of him as well.
Yep. I had his doctor on, Dr. Neil Ratner. He was the good doctor. He's not the bad doctor. He was with them. He was actually an anesthesiologist, and he was really good friends with Michael. And then, of course, what happened to Michael, what he's explaining to me is that there was a cardiologist taking care of him, not an anesthesiologist. And that was not good. So that's probably one of the mistakes that happened at the end there. So,
yeah. Yeah.
But you still like touring, huh? You're doing...
I still do it. I'm on my way out tomorrow. Matter of fact, I gotta go down. Well, I'm going out to my house in Florida for a couple of days, and then I'm jumping over to Monte Carlo. We're doing a fundraiser for Prince Albert Foundation.
Wow.
And then I'm heading on down to Gilroy. You know, because I lost my wife almost 8 months ago.
Oh, my God.
And we're doing the memorial for her in Johannesburg on the 28th.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it was a bit of a rough call, but, you know, we're doing what we got to do, and I'm doing a lot of a project that we had together and make sure that it happened.
Right. You're kind of an ambassador. Is it the Ivory Coast?
Yeah, I spend a lot of time there.
Right.
We have property in Ivory Coast. I have my niece is coming out with an album. Her name is Fatih, F-A-T-I, from the Ivory Coast. And, of course, I'm going to Johannesburg to do the thing for my wife.
Right.
But, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now your niece, the new album she's got coming out, does she have a website? We can promote that as well, or?
Andrew has all the information on that.
Right.
And we're doing interviews with her, and, you know, she has three videos that she got. So, yeah, so if you can get that information from Andrew, yeah.
Oh, that'll be great. Yeah, definitely want to promote her as well. Keep it in the family, you know?
Absolutely. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair. Now, another great artist, Sly Stone.
Absolutely.
Oh, man. I'm a big fan of his. Big, big fan.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to talk the Ivory Coast. You know, I had a business in D.C. I'm originally from Washington, D.C., and we had retail electronics stores, and our best customers were from overseas, and I dealt with a lot of Africans, and Ivory Coast was one of our best clients. Before that, it was the Nigerians, before everything kind of went to hell, but Nigeria had a lot of money at one time, and they were awesome. But I had some great clients from the Ivory Coast. They're nice, very nice people.
Oh, yeah, we definitely, my partner, and who was the father of Fati, still in Ivory Coast, and he's working on in the agriculture department. We have about maybe 2,000 hectares of land.
Right.
We'll be growing cashews and cassava, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, the other thing I wanted to talk about is your champagne. Talk about that, your business venture.
Yeah. Well, the champagne will be out next month now. It's called Le Cool Champagne.
Right.
L-E-K-O-L, of course, with a, okay. It's something that, I've been wanting to do, and we finally got around to doing it. I'm using Europe as a base in the beginning, because it's coming out of the Champagne territory up in, Champagne country, Lens. And, very excited about it.
You know what I admire the most out of this is, you know, there's a lot of artists that have their own wines, but I love champagne, and a lot of people do love champagne. So I think that's a big selling point right there. You're not going to just blend in with the other guys with a bottle of wine, you know? It's got more...
We're definitely doing champagne, yeah.
It's got more class, you know? It really does. And I went on the website, and it's a great website. I saw you pictured there with all the bottles and everything, and we're going to promote it and put your the website on our sites as well, so everybody can start. Now, is that available now in the United States, or can you order it, or how's that work?
It'll be available in the next 30 days. Yeah.
Oh, great. Now how can like if I want to buy a bottle, what do I do?
Well, if you go up on our website, you'll see how you can go online and buy it. And then it'll be up in all the store, what city you're in. It'll be some of the local stores and restaurants, yeah.
Are you going to do like a kind of a press tour on the champagne or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, we're doing a whole press thing. Once it's all ready to go, which I can say it'll be for the holidays, you know.
Oh, that'll be great, man. I love champagne. There's nothing like it, and I'm definitely going to get a couple of bottles, unless it's like $1,000 a bottle. Then
now you're talking Jay-Z.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not in that league yet.
Yeah, it's a spade.
Robert, here's a question I ask everybody, and I get some really interesting answers. And after you answer this, I'll tell you what Dionne Warwick told me. If you had a Field of Dreams wish, you know, like the movie, to perform or collaborate with anyone from the past or present, who would that be?
Well, that's a couple people, actually. I mean, but...
Well, that's okay.
We worked with Stevie Wonder's Vingary.
Right.
For the late Marvin Gaye.
Oh, I love Marvin, man.
We did some shows about Marvin Gaye.
Yep.
Of course, Prince, you know.
Did you get a chance to work with Prince?
Excuse me?
Did you get a chance to work with Prince?
Well, not on a tour, not like that, but he did let us use his Paisley Park studios, because he was just finishing the studio and we were going on the road.
Right.
And he let us rehearse our show in there for about a couple, 3 or 4 weeks.
Huh. What was that like? What was his property like?
It was real nice. We were able to put our full production in there.
Right.
He had a recording studio there, rehearsed the studio, put it on for his singers and dancers, and it was great.
Huh. And Marvin, what I understand, Marvin was from D.C., my hometown, which, so I got, you know, I'm really fond of Marvin. What I understand, he was a pretty good, damn good drummer.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
Yeah.
And he was a writer, too. He wrote some of those songs in over there in Motown.
Right. You know what Dionne Warwick said? She said she'd like to collaborate with Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Interesting.
Yeah, that was interesting. I tell you, I get some interesting answers. I really do. You'd be surprised. Yeah. You'd really be surprised. But you guys have played with Dionne Warwick, haven't you?
Yes, we have. Yeah,
I did read that. So I saw that somewhere. It might have been on YouTube. I don't know.
Yeah, we work with her, yeah.
How about James Brown?
We did several shows with James Brown back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah, I was fortunate to see James, and in D.C., we always had, there was always shows going on, there was always billboards around, and you have Stylistics, the OJs, James Brown would be headlining, you know, you were part of that too. The Kool & Neck Gang was always on those billboards, playing around town, you know,
We work with the Del Fonics and Stylistics and, a lot of the groups during that time, yeah.
Yeah, the Whispers. I remember all those. The Dells.
Oh, yeah. The Whispers, the Dells. Yeah, we work with all of them.
Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. That was another big act back then. Yeah. Those are good times, man.
He was. He was, yeah.
Now, are you living in New Jersey still, or?
No, I'm in New Jersey, yes.
You are in New Jersey, yep.
Yeah.
And the other thing I admire about you is getting along with your brothers, man. That's pretty tough.
can be tough. It's kind of working out, you know what I mean?
Especially what you do, working with them, you know? It's not easy. Not easy working with any family, really. Even though that you love them, it's still hard to work with them.
Yeah, that happens, but we've been able to make it happen, so we're happy about that.
I think that was your upbringing. Someone in your family told you better get along with your brothers.
My mother.
Your mother, right? I figured
that was a mom. Oh yeah.
I figured that. Now was your mom into music as well?
Yeah, she was into old school and my grandmother and et cetera. Yeah.
So it is a family affair. Definitely a family affair.
Yes, it is.
Robert, what are you most proud of?
Well, the fact that we were able to make it in this industry, you know. We started as young kids and, you know, and we dealt with the hard knocks time to time. But we never threw the towel in, and I'm proud to still be around after 50 years and get in the accolades of, you know, for the different, from our peers and the awards, and it just goes to show, you know, only the strong survive. You just don't give up. You gotta keep on moving.
Yeah, good songs, good band survive. That's all there is to it. These girls that are out there now, you know, and I get a little bitter because I'm an old school guy. You know, I love the good stuff, but I don't think these Taylor Swifts and people like that, they're not gonna last 50 years. There's no way.
Oh, no. But listen, I see my tour manager is going to call me three times. It must be a problem. Or is it just that we're almost finished? Or
yeah, yes, we are. Robert, I want to thank you so much, man, for being on the show. Congratulations on 50 years. Please, on your next tour, come to Florida. I'm on the West Coast near Tampa. And, we'd love to see the band.
Okay, well, I have a house down there in Orlando, so I'm close to Tampa.
You are close. You're about, an hour and a half from me. I'm actually in Sarasota, but you're close. You're definitely close. So,
I know they are.
Yeah, best of luck to you, and keep on doing what you're doing, and we're going to be looking out for that new album when it comes out.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right, Robert. Thank you so much, man.
Okay.
Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye. For more information about Robert Cool Bell and Cool in the Gang, visit www.coolinthegang.com. That's their official website. www.facebook.com/coolinthegang. Check them out on Facebook. And then, Just Cool Champagne, www.lecoolchampagne.com. And I tell you, man, I'm going to check out that site right away and buy me a couple of bottles of champagne, because that I am really excited about that. I want to say very special thanks to Angelo Ellerby of Double Exposure Media Relations for arranging this interview with Robert Cool Bell, and he also arranged the interview for us with Dion Warwick, and he's got a great outfit over there at Double Exposure Media Relations. And also, the dynamic duo of Doug and Don Newsom of BBS Radio for making the magic happen for each and every broadcast of Interviewing the Legends. And of course, you have comments, you have suggestions for us. Please contact me at interviewingthelegends@gmail.com. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel, Interviewing the Legends with Ray Shasho, for the very, very latest interviews with rock royalty. And it's real news, people. Don't forget to purchase a copy of my book entitled Check the G's, The True Story of Neglected American Family and Their Wacky Family Business. Available now at Amazon.com. You will live it. Have a great week, everybody.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to Interviewing the Legends. Brought to you by the Publicity Works Agency. Call 941-877-1552 or visit us at publicityworksagency.com. Specializing in author and music artist publicity plans. We shine when we make you shine. Tune in to Interviewing the Legends every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Time on BBS Radio, Station 1.